This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ideas for streamlining reporting. Stabenow crosses the hill. And World Bank on cutting ag's greenhouse gases. New options for streamlining regulatory reporting. CDFA has released a concept paper outlining potential actions to streamline the paperwork for food safety and water quality reporting. In partnership with Cal EPA and the State Water Board, CDFA hired the private consulting firm Crow LLP to develop the report. The paper, released yesterday for comment, details nearly 50 proposals across four programs at the agencies. It covers reporting requirements for food safety, irrigated lands, confined animal facilities, and wineries. The recommendations focus on data sharing, simplifying reporting processes, measuring the performance of regulatory goals, and ensuring equity. CDFA is already in the process of building a centralized reporting hub for farmers. Crow will host two webinars later this month to present its findings, followed by a series of workshops through July to solicit feedback on specific programs. Now keep in mind, the effort began in early 2021 when Governor Newsom set aside $8 million to fund it. According to CDFA, Crow plans to hand over its final recommendations by the end of the year. Sound familiar? Well, the Department of Pesticide Regulation hired the same consulting firm to draft recommendations on increasing or redesigning the fee structure for pesticide sales. California Farm Bureau Administrator Jim Houston, who has since left the organization, lambasted the approach and shared that the firm appeared to lack an in-depth understanding of the regulatory system. Legislature honors farmer Joe Del Bosque. With more than 2,000 bills in play, the legislature set a couple of hours aside to celebrate Star Wars and May Day. Then yesterday, both houses took time to honor Mexican independence in recognition of Cinco de Mayo. Among the Latino leaders strolling down the aisle was Joe Del Bosque, who was recognized for his achievement in an agricultural business. The lawmaker saluted Del Bosque as a civic leader and organic farmer who established his own melon farm in 1985 and for serving on boards and commissions, including the California Water Commission. Assembly Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria escorted him down the aisle in the assembly. Jeffries and Stabenow to huddle with House Dems. As Republicans move forward with plans to vote on a farm bill, Democrats on the House Agriculture Committee have scheduled a meeting Thursday with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. Stabenow released a detailed summary of a draft farm bill that serves as a Democratic counter to the legislation House Ag Republicans are planning to push through committee on May 23rd. A spokesman for House Ag Committee Democrats, Britton Burdick, says they remain, quote, united on the importance of passing a bipartisan farm bill that invests in the farm safety net without making draconian cuts to SNAP. The GOP take. And to think people said we were crazy for thinking the retiring senator was meddling in the affairs of the House. That was a post on X in which House Ag Majority staff responded to news of the Jeffries-Stabenow meeting. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CDC, worker likely got avian flu from a cow. new analysis from researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Texas health officials points to the likelihood that the Texas dairy worker who contracted avian flu was infected by a cow. The worker's job included exposure to sick, presumably infected cows. The CDC researchers said in their analysis of genetic sequences published by the New England Journal of Medicine. If cow-to-human transmission occurred, to our knowledge, this would be the first reported case of transmission of H5N1 from a mammal to a human, they said. The experts say anecdotal reports of lower milk production among herds in Texas before confirmation of H5N1 in the state suggest that the virus may have been circulating undetected, quote, for some unknown period of time, leading to additional genetic diversity on affected farms. Vigilance is needed because if the virus adapts and becomes established among cows or other mammals, the risk to public health may increase, the experts say in a supplementary materials. World Bank outlines plan to reduce ag emissions. A new report from the World Bank says global greenhouse gas emissions could be reduced significantly by actions in the agriculture sector. But much of that work is going to have to happen in developing and middle-income countries, the report says. Wealthy countries need to share low-emission practices and technologies with poorer nations, the report says. Middle-income countries, on the other hand, they need to use their land more efficiently while reducing emissions from livestock and rice, improving soil health, and reducing food loss and waste, the report says. Middle-income countries include China, Turkey, Russia, Brazil, Argentina, Nigeria, Angola, India, and Pakistan. Low-income countries, meanwhile, need to stop clearing forests for cropland, the report notes. What does it cost? Well, annual investments in the sector need to increase by 18 times to $260 billion a year to cut ag emissions in half by 2030 and put the world on track for net zero emissions by 2050, the report says. Much of the money could come from redirecting existing subsidies, the report says. Well, here's today's He Said It. My unqualified answer is, it's just fun. That's Fresno County farmer Joe Del Bosque explaining why he celebrates Cinco de Mayo, though it is not celebrated in Mexico. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.